Haskell, Brother and Sister, St. Helena, California, September 29th, 1901. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, I must tell you that it is God's purpose that you and Elder Frankie shall labor together in the same field. The gifts that God has entrusted to each of you are needed. You are to follow your line of work, always looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Your gifts and the gifts of Elder Frankie, varied as they are in a marked degree, will accomplish the work that the Lord desires to see done. The work in Greater New York needs Elder Frankie's talents. If he allows himself to be controlled by the Holy Spirit, he will be given power to arouse the slumbering senses of worldlings. And it is the Lord's design that the work you and Sister Haskell shall do shall make Elder Frankie's work more complete. He needs your counsel, and the mission needs your influence. It may seem to you that the contrast between your gifts and Elder Frankie's gifts is too great to allow you to work together in harmonious action. No, for there are varied minds to be reached, and the Lord is your helper. The Lord desires His chosen servants to learn how to blend together. A decided influence for good is to be brought to bear on the inhabitants of the world. However diverse the talents of His workers, these workers are to labor in unity, all revealing kindness and love. By different gifts, the truth is to be proclaimed, all the gifts controlled by the same Spirit. Brother Warren has his gift, and Brother Brunson has his gift. If all could have been connected with the work in New York from the beginning, the work would have been more complete. But Brother Brunson could not stand the strain. He will have to study how to work and at the same time save his weak organs all he possibly can. And let the prayers of the people of God ascend to the great physician for his healing power. Let faith be constantly exercised. Take God at His word. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7, verse 7. Many of the world's learned men have received so high an education that they cannot touch the common people. Their knowledge is intricate. It soars high, but rests nowhere. The most intelligent businessmen desire simple truth, such as Christ gave to the people when He was on this earth, the truth that He declares to be spirit and life. His words are as the leaves of the tree of life. What the world needs today is the light of Christ's example, reflected from the lives of Christ-like men and women. The intellect most powerful in behalf of truth is the intellect that Christ controls, ennobling and purifying it by the sanctification of the Holy Spirit. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is a prescription for the healing of all spiritual, mental, and physical ills. It is Christ's gift to those who seek Him in sincerity and truth. He is the mighty healer. Then comes another invitation. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. Wearing Christ's yoke and learning of Him the lesson of meekness and lowliness, we find rest in faith and confidence and trust. We find that Christ's yoke is easy and His burden light. Let those who bear responsibilities remember that it is the Holy Spirit who is to do the fashioning. It is the Lord who controls. We are not to try to mold, according to our own ideas, those for whom we work. We are to let Christ do the molding. He follows no human pattern. He works according to His own mind and spirit. It is man's work to reveal to the world that which Christ has placed in his heart. Through his grace, man becomes a partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The higher powers of the one who receives Christ are strengthened and ennobled. He receives a fitness for God's service. It is a great mistake for men to bind together in secret societies. This is a snare that will prove the loss of many souls. Christ has bought human beings with his own blood, and for man to sell himself to a secret society is a dishonor to the Redeemer. Thus, intellect is perverted, made to serve that which is opposed to God. He who was once the covering cherub, whose work it was to hide from the heavenly intelligences the glory of God, perverted his intellect and divorced himself from God. If a being so exalted could flow so low as to become the author of sin, let not man boast, but learn to wear gracefully the yoke of Christ, revealing his meekness and lowliness, believing on him, cooperating with him. Ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20.